This is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus. I'm trying to get caught up on all my world religions news things that I see on the feed here. And U.S. Air Force paid to have cadets learn witchcraft. This is published 2 days ago by Bob Unruh on WND.com. Financial donations made to the U.S. Air Force Academy Chapel later were used for cadets to participate in witchcraft, fiery magic, and voodoo, according to a new report from one of the leading Washington watchdog organizations. Judicial Watch, which has fought for the public's right to know how government money is spent, including the when then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went profligate with $100,000 plus for an in-flight treat, said it has obtained document from the Academy revealing in 2014 and 15 the military school used its chapel tithes and offering fund for some pretty exotic expenditures. By the way, since I'm a chaplain in the Army Reserve, I feel like I should clarify some things. Chapel tithes and offering fund is really, at least for the last 16 years, it is the official title. It's affectionately known as CTOF. CTOF, or non-appropriated funds, otherwise known as NAF. Okay? Some of you Army people out there, you're just going to really love these acronyms. At any point, we're going to get into some clarification here. The funds were used for worship services featuring witchcraft, the fairy magic voodoo, and more, including a trip from cadets to the Wiccan Festival in Denver Witches Ball, the report said. The category of government accounting the money came from is described as being funded by free will donations, and it's also called an instrumentality of the U.S. government, Judicial Watch report says. The Air Force Academy leadership is attacking traditional Christian beliefs, but will fund witchcraft and fairy magic, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. These records show the misplaced priorities in the Air Force and why traditional Christians increasingly feel unwelcome in Air Force Academy. All right, let me balance this out, okay? Let me give you both some clarity and a warning, okay? I don't like the fact that my money is going into witchcraft training, okay? Okay, so that leads me to a point of clarification and a point of admonition, all right? And this is just a short thing. Because when you see these, it would be good for you to find someone who's in that circle, who you trust, and ask for clarity. If this came from chapel tithes and offerings, that means, dear friend, it probably came from members of that congregation. Okay? If there is a witchcraft congregation at this Air Force Academy, then that means that those congregants give to the chapel tithes and offering fund, all right, and probably it's earmarked by members of that congregation to be used for that congregation, okay? So let's see if we can get some clarity here, and then I'll give you my admonition. In response to an October 2015 Freedom of Information Act request seeking records linked to Earth-based worship service events, the watchdog was told the Academy paid $260 in 2014 for worship supplies fellowship to Living Earth for things related to a festival. It was drawn from the Academy's Church Tithes and Offerings Fund. Okay, it's called Chapel Tithes and Offerings Fund. Under the accounting class Wiccan. Okay, see, there it is. Man, I'm right. I didn't even read the article, folks. It was the Wiccan folks gave this money, and they're using it for their own benefit. Is it government-funded? Only in that it happens in a government program. That's it. Also, chapel tithes and offerings fund were used to pay for registration meals for two students to go to the Earth-centered Baltanya Festival. The Living Earth website explained the Baltanya Festival as a retreat and festival for all who follow Earth, honor, and religion. All right, so let's see here. Okay. Yep, I guess that's really the crux of it. The Family Research Council has been keeping record of incidents of hostility to religion within the armed force. All right, so check this out. You need to know that Christian services are still taking place on U.S. Air Force Academy grounds. You need to know that they still probably give money to the Chapel Tithes and Offerings Fund, and it probably is earmarked, just like this was, for Christian, Protestant, Catholic, whatever the faith group is that gave to that fund. So it seems pretty reasonable that even if a witch gives money to a chapel program offering for that chapel service known as Earth, Living Earth, or Living Earth, Earth Honor, and Religion. It seems reasonable that they can use their money to fund that. Okay? Now, having said that, I cannot guarantee you that they did not use some other funds coming from other congregations' offerings. All right? There is almost no, well, precious little accountability for the funding that takes place, for how the money is spent. For example, here at Berean Baptist Church, if you give, well, you've already voted on the budget. And if you don't know what we're giving to, if you don't know what's being paid for, to some degree, that's your fault. Because you could know if you want to know. All right. So if you don't care, well, then fine. But if you think that it's a problem, maybe this article will wake you up to the fact that you should probably know how your church spends the money that God has entrusted you to give back to Him. Okay. I just wanted you to be aware that if you are a part of a chapel, I don't think that's a church. I don't think you can biblically defend it's a church because of its form of government and because of the restrictions it places on a thing called membership. Mark Dever, in his book Nine Marks, says, and I agree with it, that if a person is not intending on being a member, they should feel like that the church is not theirs and they should keep looking. I like it. I think that's exactly right. I think it's hard to imagine in New Testament context, you have people that show up to your church, your worship services, but they don't consider themselves a part of your church. All right, well, if they're a part of your church, they should feel like they should be giving. They should be feeling like they should be subject to church discipline. They should feel like they're subject to pastoral leadership. They should feel like that they're part of an expectation to serve other members. They should feel like they should be there every service. Yes, I said that. If you don't like the fact your church has service 25 times a week, don't join it. Find a different one. Don't be one of these church daters. Okay, so I just want you to be aware that if you're attending one of these chapels, you're not attending a church, and you're giving your money to who knows what. Maybe you're funding a Wiccan thing. But this article is not really honest. Okay, it's leading the reader to believe something that's not true. There is no anti-Christianity taking place to the level that this article makes it appear. All right? Let me reemphasize, there are still Christian services going on at the Air Force Academy, still happening at the chapel, they still give their offerings, and they still fund their things from primarily their fund within the Chapel Tithes and Offerings Fund. And so why shouldn't Wiccans be able to do the same thing? When it comes to the First Amendment, they should be able to. And if this ever comes down to you thinking that it's wrong and immoral to fund such a thing, well, that's another good reason for you to quit hanging your hat at a chapel and start being a part of a local church. And as an American, if you feel like it's wrong as a Christian to be supporting the opportunity for witches to worship, well, you have bigger issues than that. You have to decide whether or not you should be in America paying taxes at all for things like this. And then you have to consider whether or not... You have to consider whether or not Wicca should be legal. And then you have to decide to what degree the First Amendment should be rewritten. You have to decide whether you think that the Founding Fathers had only a Judeo-Christian paradigm in mind when they were guaranteeing the free exercise of religion, contextually meaning the free exercise of our religion. You have to decide those things. And those are not quick discussions to be had. But neither is this one. What are your thoughts? Thanks for listening.